from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listener, welcome back with me Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments for you, starting from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency of 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRI Digital mobile app. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed in our mobile application, RRI Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia and Malaysia both join air patrol to secure Malacca Strait. Indonesia to study free lunch program from Japan. Now the news in detail. Indonesia and Malaysia have conducted a joint air patrol to secure the Malacca Strait, which counts among the vital waterways for global trade. For the joint air patrol conducted on Friday, May the 24th, the Indonesian Air Force dispatched two F-16s while the Royal Malaysian Air Force deployed F-18 Hornets. According to a press statement issued by the Indonesian Air Force on Saturday, the joint air patrol would strengthen the two countries' bilateral and military ties, and both Indonesia and Malaysia would secure their respective air sovereignty. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto affirmed that Indonesia will take a cue from Japan about the free food program. The free lunch program for children and mothers has become the hallmark program of the incoming presidency of Prabowo Subianto, who will take office on October the 20th. On the sidelines of the Nikkei Forum 29th Future of Asia event recently, the coordinating minister remarked that the government had also studied the program from other countries, including China. He believed a lot of countries have implemented the program and Indonesia should learn how to implement it, primarily for the incoming government. Earlier, President-elect Prabowo Subianto said to optimize the budget for the free lunch program, he will consider budget refocusing and cuts to some non-essential programs. Indonesian warship KRI Diponegoro 365 conducted a gunnery exercise in the Mediterranean Sea to test its weaponry readiness during operations to guard Lebanese waters with the UN Peacekeeping Force Maritime Task Force in Lebanon, or MTF UNIFIL. The Indonesian Navy Information Service in an official statement on Saturday informed that the exercise was divided into four sessions, all of which were directed to the Barbara zone of the Mediterranean Sea, Lebanon. As per the statement, KRI Diponegoro has been surfing with the MTF UNIFIL in Lebanese waters since early 2024. The Indonesian Navy warship sailed from Jakarta to Lebanon at the end of 2023. Israeli forces killed more than 30 people in new attacks in the Gaza Strip, Palestinian medics said on Saturday, May the 25th. The day after judges at the top United Nations court ordered Israel to halt its offensive on the southern Gazan city of Rafah, though Israel pressed on with its offensive against the Palestinian defense group Hamas, mediated negotiations between the two sides are due to restart next week, an official with knowledge of the matter said. The decision on talks was taken after the head of Israel's Mossad intelligence agency met the head of the CIA CIA and the Prime Minister of Qatar, said the source, declining to be identified by name or nationality given the sensitivity of the matter. 43 people who were on board a Singapore Airlines flight that hit severe turbulence remains hospitalized in 3 different hospitals in Bangkok 4 days after the emergency, a hospital in the Thai capital said on Saturday. 7 people are in intensive care, namely 3 Australians, 2 Malaysians, 1 British, and 1 New Zealanders. 27 other patients from the flight include 8 British, 6 Australian, 5 Malaysian, and 2 Philippine citizens. U.S. President Joe Biden emphasized the critical role of U.S. support to allies around the world, including Israel, Ukraine, and the Indo-Pacific, in a speech on Saturday at the commencement for the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York. The speech, before around 1,000 graduating U.S. Army cadets, is part of a push by Biden to highlight the administration's efforts to support active and retired military personnel. This includes a bipartisan law he signed 2 years ago to help veterans who have been exposed to burn pits or other poisons obtain easier access to health care. Biden described American soldiers as working around the clock to support Ukraine in its effort to repel a 2-year-long Russian invasion, but repeated his commitment to keeping them off the front lines. Saudi Arabia is planning a multi-billion dollar share sale in energy giant Aramco as soon as June in what would be one of the region's biggest stock deals, two people familiar with the matter said. The offering could raise around $10 billion, and the preparations are ongoing, while the details could still change. The sources said, who were speaking in condition of anonymity because the matter is private. The shares are set to be listed in Riyadh, but the government's communication office and the Aramco did not immediately respond to a request for comment. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of the week is on World Water Forum Produces Ministerial Declaration. For the first time, the World Water Forum, WWF, produced a ministerial declaration. This declaration resulted from a ministerial meeting at the 10th World Water Forum, which took place in Bali on May the 20th and 21st. The declaration was named Ministerial Declaration on Water for Shared Prosperity. It begins with an acknowledgement and consideration of existing documents, including the results of relevant UN processes, deemed to represent important milestones in addressing global sustainable development and the challenges associated with water. The ministers emphasized that the right to safe drinking water and sanitation is essential for the fulfillment of the human right to life. The right to drinking water and sanitation is considered a component of the right to an adequate standard of living. In this regard, the ministers are concerned the world is off track to ensure the achievement of the 6 Sustainable Development Goals by 2030, which, among others, is ensuring the availability and sustainable management of clean water and sanitation for all. This situation is considered significant risk to human welfare and the 3 dimensions of sustainable development, namely environmental, economic, and social. They are also concerned about the lack of access to adequate water and sanitation services in emergencies. They emphasize the importance of drinking water and sanitation services in countries affected by conditions such as natural disasters and war. They also emphasize that World Water Forum, since its inception in 1997, has been contributing to international dialogue and action on water, including relevant global water-related agendas within the UN framework. Based on various points of consideration, the ministers then formulated a 16 points of agreement. They delivered an urgent call and expressed political will to translate their commitments into policies, plans, and actions. Among other things, they are committed to preserve, protect, and utilize water resources sustainably, including through the development of efficient and integrated water resources management. They promise to implement sustainable steps and actions to reduce pressure on water availability, among other things, through managing water demand and supply, building a water management system, and utilizing non-conventional water resources. Some of the steps for utilizing non-conventional water are the use of wastewater retreatment, desalination, and rainwater collection. The document also proposes World Lakes Day within UN processes. The aim is to highlight natural and artificial lakes as significant water resources that contribute to water availability and accessibility. They agreed to foster education, research, innovation, and cooperation in developing capacity and technology transfer in the water sector, including through North-South and South-South cooperation. The ministers appreciated the initiative of Indonesia and the World Water Council to mobilize and develop voluntary commitments. This commitment involves action across countries, sectors, and stakeholders, one of which is to accelerate the achievement of Goal 6 of the Sustainable Development Goals. Meanwhile, the 11th World Water Forum is planned held in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with May the 26, 1918, the Democratic Republic of Georgia founded. The Democratic Republic of Georgia is a modern republic and was founded after the collapse of the Russian Empire and the start of the Russian Revolution of 1917. After the February Revolution of 1917 and the collapse of the Tsarist rule in the Caucasus, most power was held by the Special Transcaucasian Committee of the Russian Provisional Government. The existence of the Democratic Republic of Georgia did not last long. This country was invaded again by the Russian Bolsheviks army and entered the Soviet Union in 1921. May the 26th is also an important day for Georgia. On May the 26th, 1991, the Democratic Republic of Georgia held its first direct presidential election. Over now to May the 26th, 1966, Guyana's independence. Guyana was discovered by Spanish sailors about 5 centuries ago. That country later became the colonizer of Guyana. At the beginning of the 18th century, there was a terrible war among European countries which occurred in the regions of Guyana, Suriname, Venezuela, and a number of regions in Brazil. In 1815, the Treaty of Vienna was signed by the countries involved in the war. In this agreement, the boundaries of the disputed area were determined to be divided between the colonial countries. During this division, Guyana became a British colony until it finally became independent on May 26, 1966. And today in history with May 26, 1972, when the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty was signed. The Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty was a treaty between the United States and the Soviet Union concerning restrictions on anti-ballistic missile system used to defend territories against nuclear weapons-borne missiles. On May 26, 1972, the United States President Richard Nixon and General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, Leonid Brezhnev, signed the Anti-Ballistic Missiles Treaty, which was in effect for 30 years from 1972 to 2002. That was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in this week's listener's mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Helmut Matt in Herbolzheim, Germany. He was listening to VOI broadcast in English programs through 3325 kHz shortwave with the SINPO 35333 medium reception. He said in his email that VOI broadcast is an amazingly good signal. Hello, sir. Thank you for your reception report and also audio recording of English programs. Then thank you for the beautiful poem which has the title My Radio. The poem has been read on our English broadcast on Monday, May 13, 2024. So keep listening to VOI every day. And as appreciation, here is a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy!
It's getting late. I'm making my way over to my favorite place. I gotta get my body moving, shake the stress away. Wasn't looking for nobody when you look my way. Possible candidate, yeah. Who knew that you'd be up in here looking like you do? You're making staying over here impossible. Baby, I'ma say it all is incredible. If you don't have to go, don't. You know I just started, I just came here to party. Now we're rocking on the dance floor, acting naughty. Your hands around my waist, just let the music play. We're hand in hand, just a chance, now we're face to face. I wanna take you away. stop the music. I said, baby, are you ready? 'Cause it's getting close. Don't you feel the passion ready to explode? What goes on between us, no one has to know. This is a private show. You know I just started, I just came here to party. Now we're rocking on the dance floor, acting naughty. Your hands around my waist, just let the music play. We're hand in hand, just a chance. Now we're face to face, girl, I wanna take you away. Let's escape into the music, DJ, let it play.
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, also through website voinews.id. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed in our mobile application, RRI Digital. Well, listener, in today's edition, we'll give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on 16 SAC champion student athletes returned from training in China. A total of 16 students with champion status at the Energen Champion SAC or Student Athletic Championship Indonesia 2023 National Championship took part in a training in China from April 24th until May the 2nd. They had the opportunity to train at the Shanghai University of Sports, or SUS, which is often used as a training center for Chinese athletes ahead of international tournaments. Previously, Shanghai University of Sports was entrusted with handling sports science that would be used in research preparation for the 2008 Beijing Olympics. As a result, China managed to become the overall champion with 100 medals. Meanwhile, during training, the 2023 SEC or Student Athletic Champion Indonesia champions were given material from top coaches, including Tao Yujia, who is a sport master for the 100-meter and 4x100-meter dash. He has won the Asian Games and also appeared in the Olympics and World Championship. There is also Wang Chaoyang, who is an expert in running for the 1500 meters. He is a coach at the IAAF for the middle and long distance running category. Wang Chaoyang has also managed China's youth athletic team. One of the training participants, Juanda Christian Hutagaul, the men's shot put champion SAC Indonesia 2023, said he was very excited to be able to train in China. According to him, China is a country that is currently competing at the international level, so training with world-level coaches is definitely different. Juanda said the shot put taught at Shanghai University of Sport was different from what he had studied so far. According to him, it is different in terms of technique and training portion. Apart from training activities, the participants also explored the city of Shanghai. They were invited to visit iconic tourist attraction that had been prepared by DBL Indonesia partners in Shanghai. They also visited the city of Suzhou to experience the Diamond League, the most prestigious one-day event in the world for athletic organized by World Athletics. Indonesia, together with the All Indonesian Athletic Association, PASI, as the organizer of the Student Athletic Championship Indonesia always provides rewards for champions through international training programs. In their first season, the SAC champion was taken to undergo international training in Western Australia. In the second year, training was held in China. Founder and CEO of DBL Indonesia, Azrul Ananda, said that he chose to send the 2023 SAC Indonesia champions to undergo international training in China because currently it has the best and strongest athletic development in the world. That was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Jayanta Chakrabarti in India. He was listening to VOI's English broadcast through our new frequency, 4755 kHz on May 13, 2024. As information, on May 13, for the first time, VOI broadcast through new frequency, 4755 kHz. Initially, it was in the frequency of 4750. Mr. Chakrabarti reported that the signal from this new frequency is quite good. In his email, he said the reception quality on VOI new shortwave transmission of 4755 kHz was better with strong signal. Hello sir, thank you very much for your reception report on our new frequency. As appreciation, I will send you a QSL card to your address. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. Well, now here is a beautiful song special for you.
Saat ku membuka mata ini, ku melihat cerahnya mentari, pertanda harapan masih ada. Ku mulai hariku dengan senyum. Harus bergegas untuk bangun meski tak jarang sedih melanda. Ku kan terus hadapi melangkah dengan pasti. Aku kan menatap masa depanku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still tuning in to the English program of Voice of Indonesia on the frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, website vonews.id and RRI Digital mobile app. For the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is on Red Rice Tea from Jatiluih, Bali. As a world tourist destination, Bali has practically everything, from the beautiful nature like beaches, terraced rice fields, mountains, to unique and well-preserved culture and tradition. Therefore, it is not surprising that Bali has always been a favorite tourist destination. One of the most popular places that has received World Cultural Heritage status from UNESCO is Jatiluih, which was visited by delegations from various countries in the series of events at the 10th World Water Forum. Jatiluih is famous as a red rice producing area. Residents in Jatiluih use red rice to make a very typical drink called red rice tea, which has now become a typical drink in this village. This special beverage is much sought after by tourists visiting Jatiluih. Most of the stalls in the Jatiluih tourist village serve drinks made from red rice. Tourists who visit Jatiluih can enjoy the views and cool air while enjoying a special beverage of red rice tea. The process of making red rice tea is not difficult. First, roast the red rice for around 10 to 15 minutes or until you can smell a fragrant aroma. Then put the roasted brown rice in a glass and add hot water. There you are. This red rice tea not only has a unique taste but also has great health benefits because it contains lots of vitamin B. If you are on holiday in Bali and visiting the tourist destination village of Jatiluih, which takes around 45 minutes to 1 hour from Denpasar City, try red rice tea, a typical drink in this village. The reddish brown color of red rice tea is not obtained from artificial coloring because the process of making red rice tea is completely done using natural methods. The color comes from the epidermis that covers the red rice. You can add some brown sugar as a sweetener. Apart from enjoying red rice tea in Jatiluih village, you can also buy packaged red rice tea as a souvenir. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Before we end our segment, listener's mailbag, I will reply a letter from Mickey Delmage in Canada. He was listening to English program on February 16, 2024, through frequency 3325 kHz with Sinpo 45444. Hello, sir. Thank you very much for your detailed reception report. I am happy because you can monitor our broadcast clearly. No need to worry. We will send a QSL card to your address, so please be patient. Well, listener, for all of you, let's enjoy this next song. Check this one out.
Underneath the moon, underneath the stars, here's a little heart for you. Up above the world, up above it all, here's a hand to hold on to. But if I should break, if I should fall away, what am I to do? I need someone to take a little of the weight, or I'll fall through. You're just the one that I've been waiting for. I'll give you all that I have to give and more. But don't let me fall. Take a little time, walk a little line, get the balance right, aha. Give a little love, give me just enough, so that I can hang on tight. We will be alright, I'll be by your side, I won't let you down. But I gotta know, no matter how things go, that you will be around. You're just the one that I've been waiting for. I'll give you all that I have to give and more. But don't let me fall. Don't.
You just listened to the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany.
Miscellany Today is featuring Indonesia enters list of most popular tourist destinations in Asia Pacific. Indonesia has been known to have extraordinary national wealth, diverse culture, and the friendliness of its people, making it one of the most popular tourist destinations in Asia-Pacific. Mastercard Economic Institute, MEI, collects tourism data from each country and releases a list of the most popular tourist destinations for the past 12 months, calculated until March 2024 this year, and concludes 5 popular tourist destinations in Asia-Pacific. All tourist destinations in Asia-Pacific are also in the top 10 countries with the most popular tourist destination until March 2024. Apart from Indonesia, the countries on the list of the most popular countries are Japan, Malaysia, Australia, and South Korea. Not only in Asia-Pacific, Japan also occupies the top ranked in the most popular global tourist destination category until March 2024. Bali is listed as the main destination in Indonesia most targeted by foreign tourists. The largest number of tourist visits to Indonesia comes from Australia. With its extraordinary natural beauty, diverse cultural richness, mouth-watering culinary delights, and friendliness of its people, it is not surprising that Indonesia remains one of the most popular tourist destinations in Asia-Pacific for years. For tourists looking for adventure, natural beauty, and authentic cultural experiences, Indonesia is the perfect place to visit. That was Miss Seleni.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'll present a song by Shana Shannon. Shana Shannon Siswanto is an Indonesian singer and YouTuber. Shannon is known for being able to sing Indonesian national songs with deep feeling since uploading a cover of a popular national song, Indonesia Pusaka, in 2015. In May 2024, Shanna Shannon released her latest single entitled Kehilanganmu or Losing You. This song created by Balawan, a jazz musician from Bali, that has a beautiful touch of melody and deep lyrics. Kehilanganmu tells the story of someone who feels lost after someone she really loves is gone. In order to deepen the song, Shanna Shannon uses her feelings when her beloved grandfather passed away. She recalled that moment again so that the emotions of this song could be conveyed. Well, listener, here is Shanna Shannon with the song Kehilanganmu.
Hening tak bersuara bagaikan hatiku terdiam bisu kehilangan dunia. Ku harap semua tak nyata, menyadarimu telah jauh. Ku bagaikan langit yang tiada hujan, mungkin telah kering air mata ini.
Indonesia.
Buah kelapa, buat sini, tengok-tengok saya. Kata orang saya mirip Raisa. Hai kamu yang cantik dan manis, sini ku hibur pakai bahasa Inggris. Are you smiling? Atau meringis? But I gotta say I love you, babe.
In the house, yo man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out.
Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai.
Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai.
Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you so much for listening to our English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed via streaming via ynews.id and our mobile application at RE Digital. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official, or send your email to voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye-bye.